Hello?
Hello, my name is Tamika, returning the call from Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. May I speak to the person that requests a call back, please?
Yes, it is,
And how am I assisted today?
I need to file a new claim for unemployment.
You want to file a new, okay, file a claim. My social security number?
420-417522.
And your name?
Crystal Greer.
Your date of birth?
8/26/1993.
And your mother's maiden name?
Nichols.
You have a driver's license?
I don't.
Have ID?
Yeah, I have a, right now I just have like a voter's ID, but I know my license number, I just don't.
Okay, what was the license number?
It's 826-5699.
Okay. Okay, so it says, oh, a second. Okay, so your pen is 1393.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your preferred language?
English.
And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
And you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or false right income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and can affect your ability to receive future benefits, do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you worked since you last filed an unemployment claim, yes or no?
Yes.
And what's the work you performed with the same employer that you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
And when was the last day you worked?
Last Wednesday on the 7th.
August the 7th? And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and the only file for TAA benefits, yes or no?
No.
And do you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
And your name changed since you last filed?
Yes.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And what's the telephone number for you?
256-496-8614.
And what's your race?
White.
Hispanic or not Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
What was that?
12th grade.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And what's your address?
241 Village Street, Daysville, Alabama, 36853.
You said 241 Village Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is your mailing address the same as a residential address?
Yes.
Oh, my phone is ready. And what was your occupation?
Production. Thank you.
And are you seeking work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you try and work through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
Do I what now?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
No.
What was that?
No, I don't guess so. No, I mean.
And are you currently resident for or attending the school of training?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to retire to work?
No.
And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
So are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Yes.
And since most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Yes.
And how many miles do you want to travel one way to a job?
At least 10.
How many?
At least 10.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
14.
And are you a corporate office for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
And do you work for yourself?
No.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
And have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1st, 2023 and 3/31/2024?
No.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld federal income tax, yes or no?
No.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit, insurance check in the savings accounts, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid card will take additional, ma'am.
It'd be the prepaid.
What was that?
It'd be the prepaid benefit card.
Okay, I understand you. What was that again?
It would be the prepaid benefit card.
Okay. And what was the name of your last employer?
ProLink at Staging, Alabama. Through ProLink.
You said ProLink?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's that phone number?
It is 256-537-0800.
And what city and state did you work in?
Dadeville, Alabama.
And your employment start date?
February 18th, 2024.
And last day you work?
August 8th, 2024.
And what's the reason you're no longer working?
They cut me because they wouldn't give me any kind of maternity leave or nothing like that, and they told me that I wasn't fit to work anymore at that job, so they let me go. But I'm still able to work.
Okay, why'd they discharge you?
They said that I wasn't fit for the position anymore because I'm pregnant, and they wouldn't give me any maternity leave or anything like that, so they let me go. But I'm still able to work.
Okay, and the name and the title of the person who discharged you.
His name is Pedro, but I don't know his last name.
And what was his title?
He was a supervisor.
And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
What was that again?
What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I told them that I was still able to work, but they said with me being pregnant and them not being able to give me any kind of maternity leave or anything like that, they had to let me go.
And did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
Yeah. I'm guessing, like, when he told me I couldn't work, all I could say was okay.
And any prior warning for same or similar act?
What was that? I'm sorry.
Any prior warning for same or similar act?
What do you mean?
Did you have any prior warning for the same thing? Or, I guess, your work?
No, ma'am.
Have you received, do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay?
No, ma'am.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
So you're certifying your answers are true and accurate, and the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wage reported by your employer. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud and penalties. Do you understand?
Yes.
And which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Caring for Kids, New Horizons Fitness, Oak Lane 11, Total Air Conditioning and Heating, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And which of the following cities have you attended college? Childersburg, Decatur, Florence, Montevello, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Jasper, Montgomery.
I guess I would say Montgomery. Oh, okay. You're not through. What was the other option?
Selma.
Is that it?
And Jackson's Gap.
Oh, it'd be Jackson's Gap.
So the following questions, telephone numbers are very important. In order to take 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your graphic case remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active career application for the duration of your unemployment. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you will log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits.
Okay.
An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your weekly claim. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial in benefits. The process you just completed files an unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefit for the previous week. Failure to make a completed claim each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and end on Saturday. You can file your weekly claim either online in the claimants portal or by calling 1-800. 752-7389. And then again, it's 1-800-752-7389. The weekly class can be made on Sunday, beginning at 12:01 a.m. through 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your claim as instructed by 5 on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday. And whether filing online or by phone, you will need to remember your PIN number. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Ask if union members who else made a proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, and claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. And it's very important you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, contact our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. And your employer will be contacted regarding a separation. We may require a follow-up interview to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before the decision on your claim is made. And begin January the 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires you to contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You may not list the same employee more than you must provide your contact when you complete your weekly claim. And you may not list the same employee more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could result in a loss of benefits. And for assistance with your work search, you can visit your local Alabama Career Center. And this completes your claim today.
Yes.
Okay, so your confirmation ID number is going to be 498-056-905.
It's 498-056-905. Okay.
Okay, this number is confirmed as you complete your claim today. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's all.
Okay, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.